Chip Kelly is out as head coach at Oregon. No, the NCAA hasn't come down hard on the Ducks yet. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why Chip Kelly is moving on to the NFL. But Chip Kelly is indeed leaving for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is leaving the Oregon Ducks roughly 10 days after it appeared that Kelly was content staying at Oregon, staying in the college game. Didn't come out and say he was staying, but from all the reports out of Oregon was he rebuffed offers from the Cleveland Browns, rebuffed offers from the Philadelphia Eagles, and this came one offseason after he was very close to taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers job. Of course, the Tampa Bay job went to Greg Schiano, but Chip Kelly had a change of heart. Obviously, we are hearing that the Philadelphia Eagles put the full court press on Chip Kelly, and one of the issues was personnel power. It appears that the Eagles let Kelly know that he was the number one target, and it appears that Kelly was able to get some of the personnel power and, heck, maybe even more money, more so than he anticipated when he initially said no to the Eagles' offer. It is the On the Quad podcast. I am Dave Miller for the National Football Post, college football writer and editor. It is Wednesday, January 16th. And yeah, Chip Kelly gone from Oregon. Now, we know, obviously, what RG3 did with the Redskins, Colin Kaepernick with the Niners, Russell Wilson with the Seahawks. We know the NFL is becoming more of a wide-open league. Chip Kelly's offense is not any of those offenses with the Redskins, Niners, Seahawks. It is, of course, different, but we see, and Cam Newton with the Panthers, different offenses we know, but we're seeing a more wide-open NFL game with more mobile quarterbacks. So that had to have, even with the Bucs offer last offseason and before the real explosion of some of the spread offenses and pistol offenses, we saw last offseason that Chip Kelly was high in demand. We're seeing NFL teams be okay now with college head coaches. Obviously, a lot's been made of Nick Saban and Steve Spurrier kind of failing at the NFL level. On the flip side, you have the Jim Harbaughs, you have the Greg Schianos, the Pete Carrolls really succeeding. So, and obviously, Brian Kelly was in demand, has been in demand this past offseason. So we see NFL teams now with more open minds going after the college head coaches. And obviously, Chip Kelly could not say no this time. What the Eagles made him their number one target, and even after being told no, the Eagles kept on insisting. And again, it appears that Kelly will get some more personnel power than he had anticipated 10 days ago, and even possibly more money. Oregon will hold, by the way, Chip Kelly, 46-7. Over four seasons at Oregon, obviously the most successful run in program history. Four consecutive BCS bowl games. The Ducks won the past two, including their first Rose Bowl victory since 1917. And the Ducks finished in the top five for three consecutive seasons. So where does Oregon go from here? Oregon will hold, but we are taping on Wednesday afternoon. Oregon is scheduled to have a press conference, and it would appear that Mark Helfrich, their offensive coordinator, who did not call plays, will be the new head coach. Phil Knight, the CEO of Nike and a big Oregon booster, a guy with a lot of power, reportedly, I believe it was late November, said if Chip Kelly happened to leave at some point, that Mark Helfrich would be the guy. Knight said he was comfortable if Helfrich did take the job if and when Kelly left. So Kelly has left. With National Signing Day roughly 3 weeks away, it appears that Helfrich will get the job, and he's ready. He didn't call plays for Chip Kelly, but he worked hand-in-hand on the game plan, the weekly game plan, worked closely with Kelly. Mark Helfrich is ready to be head coach, whether it's at Oregon or somewhere else. I don't think a lot of Duck fans want him to be the head coach under these circumstances. They'd prefer, obviously, to have Chip Kelly, but Helfrich is ready, and there's a lot of talent coming back. He'll have Marcus Mariota, D'Anthony Thomas, Byron Marshall, Nick Alioti, the defensive coordinator, arguably had his best unit under Chip Kelly this past season. So Oregon's going to be successful in the Pac-12 moving forward. Can they sustain the success that Kelly had under Helfrich if he's named the head coach? We shall see. I do want to stress, though, that you know this rumor has been going on for the last couple years regarding Chris Peterson. Now, Chris Peterson was an assistant at Oregon for, I believe, six seasons. Chris Peterson's not leaving Boise State unless it was for Oregon. I've been told that by multiple people over the last couple of years. I don't think this is a circumstance where Peterson does leave for Eugene. I know Oregon mentioned that they would conduct a national search if Chip Kelly happened to leave. Well, Kelly has left. I do believe, again, that Helfrich will be named head coach, but there's no question in my mind that one way or another, whether it was Oregon intermediaries between the two, whether it was people close to Peterson discussing an opportunity, a potential opportunity with people from Oregon, whether it goes back to when Kelly almost landed with the Bucks, whether it goes back to when Kelly almost landed with the Browns or Eagles 10 days ago. I do believe Chris Peterson was at least contacted about this opening. I don't think it's the right time or place for a variety of reasons, but we have to keep in mind that if there was one BCS-level job, and Boise State's a great job, but it's not Oregon. If there was one job that Peterson would leave Boise for, it is the Ducks' job. It's a very serene environment in Eugene, kind of like in Boise, and it is a perfect fit. I don't think it gets done. I believe Mark Helfrich will be named head coach at Oregon, whether it's going to be sooner rather than later. It could even be later today. Again, we're taping on Wednesday afternoon. But I do want to stress that there's no question that Chris Peterson has been or will be contacted for this opening. Again, I don't think he lands in Eugene, but Peterson will always be the number one target. But yeah, Mark Helfrich, it'll be interesting to see if he's named head coach. But for now, what we do know, Chip Kelly is leaving the Oregon Ducks. He has landed with the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, this is Dave Miller. This has been the On the Quad podcast. I am the college football writer and editor at the National Football Post. Stay at the NFP for all the latest college news. You can follow me on Twitter. I am on it pretty constantly. Miller_Dave. Again, this has been the On the Quad podcast. I will talk to you soon.